Hello, I'm usually Andrew Heaton, and this is Mostly Weekly. Mostly? It's like a Craigslist version of John Oliver. This week, journalists, Hollywood starlets, and Trump administration officials will all congregate in Washington, D.C. They're to pretend that our nation's capital is hip and glamorous instead of a self-important nerd bog. I speak, of course, of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, a boozy soiree that I refuse to attend. Look, the White House Correspondents' Dinner isn't a good thing. You don't want politicians and journalists getting chummy. There's a reason that we keep animals separated in zoos, and that's not to keep them from fighting. It's to keep them from forming alliances. So I refuse to attend. Hello, hello, yes, it's me, I can make it. I have an ask out of my trunk. Uncle Bill, just use Safari. Now, I'm all in favor of journalists binge drinking and chain smoking, or even moonlighting as superheroes, but an important part of being a journalist is throwing rocks at whoever's in power. Left or right, print or TV, journalists need to come together to make the president's life hell. Democracy works best when media and power have an antagonistic relationship. It's like if your parents have a divorce and they're competing for your love through expensive gifts. If you want that Nerf gun for Christmas, you better tell Dad that Mom is getting plowed by the tennis instructor. Shindigs like the White House Correspondents' Dinner throw the whole Washington ecosystem out of whack. And when that happens... I can go. I have a cummerbund. Hello? Jennings, I can't talk about Star Trek right now. I'm doing a thing. Yeah, Kelsey Grammer's in Star Trek. He's in The Next Generation. He plays Captain Morgan Bateson. He cries every movie. They made Spock an emo Vulcan. Hey, Jennings, I gotta go. I'm still doing that thing. Where was I? Now, you might be thinking, hey, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is kind of like a roast. Sometimes the speaker is antagonistic, like when George W. Bush got destroyed by Steve Colbert, or that time Jimmy Carter got ripped apart by a tiger. But most of the time, the people there are getting along, inflating each other's egos, following each other on Instagram, and entirely forgetting me. I believe journalists should keep a respectable, emotional distance from politicians, because I'm a WASP, and I believe everyone should be emotionally unavailable.
Yes, yes, emotions are hard. Here's the suggestion. Have you tried making a graph?
Also, the Fourth Estate, Speaking Truth to Power, Free Press, and so on and so forth. You've read it. So instead of a White House Correspondents' Dinner, I've compiled a list of approved events politicians and journalists can participate in. You can read that while I drink scotch. Because here's the crux of it. Right now, the media loves pelting President Trump, and that's great. They should absolutely be doing that. But 4 years from now, they're going to give a free pass to President Oprah. Last year, under the Obama administration, we bombed 7 countries. But journalists wanted to talk about North Carolina's stupid bathroom law. Because of the drug war, we have the largest prison population on the planet. But we heard more stories about Pokemon Go. And the truly important thing... Hello? Yes, I can go. Okay. Sure. Yeah, I'll sit in Tucker Carlson's lap. That's fine. Okay, I'll be there in a minute. Thank you. I have to go to a business convention at the workplace. Good chat. Good day.